What's going on, you constellations out there in the multiverse? This is Brian Furt 16 coming to you from the Geek Talk with Brian Furt 16 and the Daily Planet. If you're new to this channel or if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to this channel. Hit the like button if you like this video, and also feel free to comment on my commentary. Now just to keep in mind, I'm not a member of the SAG-AFTRA. After a union or anything like that, but I'm just doing some commentary on this, and I'm wanting to give you my take on what's going on with these actors who seem to have their own opinions, but then also just not only stating their own opinions, but also backtracking after the fact because of the backlash. So I want to get into that. So Zachary Levi is the actor who has come out also with criticism of the union, but in a way that he was probably trying to be, it seemed like he was probably trying to be a little lighthearted. He's kind of being joking, whereas with Stephen Amell, who was another actor. And see, the thing about what these two have in common is just that they both played DC superheroes. Stephen Amell playing Green Arrow and Zachary Levi playing Shazam, formerly Captain Marvel. But, you know, that's going to be another story for another time. I might even do a video about, like, why they call him Shazam instead of Captain Marvel, because Shazam was once upon a time Captain Marvel, and it was actually some dispute with Marvel Comics. But, you know, I'll probably do a video on that in the future. But for now, I mean, let's just go back to Zachary Levi and the fact that he went out of his own way to joke, but then later on backtrack. Okay, on his own comments about the about his jokes saying that the SAG-AFTRA rules for like not promoting your own work were dumb, and just saying that it was taken out of context. So here he's saying that it has come to, and I quote, and I'm going to read it to you, it has come to my attention that an offhand remark I made in just last weekend is being taken out of context, Levy said in a statement on Friday. So let me be very clear, I fully support my union, the WGA and the strike, and I remain an outspoken critic of the exploitative system that us artists are subject to work in since I have started my own journey in this business 25 years ago. The strike is necessary to protect ourselves, our writers, and all those working in production who make the industry move. You see, that, you know, right there would have been... You know, I mean, maybe it was I don't know. Like, first of all, why go to a comic convention where people are, you know, are just minding their own business, having fun, and you're going to talk about, like, some controversial comments saying that, oh, this is, you know, just stir up controversy. I mean, I guess I get it because, you know, when you go to a convention, I mean, you do want to support the, fans are there to support, and he did say this too in another quote, which I'll read to you in a minute. But yeah, fans come there to support the character, you know, support the actor and the roles that they play. But you know, why criticize the very union that you said? And he actually in the I think in the same month, like last month too, he said that he supported the union even before all this went down. But, like, why are you going to, like, go out of your own way to do that? I mean, it would have been a little better to, like, just say that, you know, I'm not at liberty to discuss any of this stuff. Or, you know, something respectful. I don't know. I mean... And here he says, too, and he says, I quote, "But I've also cannot forget our fans during the strike. Fans spend their money and energy traveling far distances to talk with us about... our work, and that means so much to them. We should be able to engage. Our business exists and succeeds because of the fans, and I think it's imperative we appreciate them for the support of our careers." Which, okay, you know, there's that. And he actually said these comments in the Manchester Comic Con, and he told con-goers at the Comic Con, this is what stirred up the controversy. What he said was, and I quote, "This is so dumb," and this is about the strike rules, okay? "I am not allowed to talk about any of my previous work. I'm not allowed to talk about movies that I may be a superhero in. I'm not allowed to talk about a TV shows that I have been a nerd who worked at a Best Buy. I'm not allowed to talk about any of animated princess movies that I was fantastic in as the best prince ever. I'm not allowed to talk about those things. And I feel, you know, that with that, it's just, you know, that was take, you know, that was like, to me, that was just, I mean, it was ignorant on his part, first of all. I mean, if you're in full support of the unions, you should be in full support of the unions. Okay, or better yet, just come out and be honest. And it seemed like with that quote right there, what he said was just that, with that quote, it sounded like he was not a supporter of the unions. Similar to Stephen Amell saying that striking was a, it was a redundant, or what was it? He said something about it being like a negotiation, a weird negotiation tactic, or let me see, a reductive negotiation tactic. That's what Stephen Amell said. And to say stuff like that, the fact that you called the strike, you know, Levy calling the strike rules dumb, and Stephen Amell, Mr. Arrow, Green Arrow, calling the strikes a reductive negotiation tactic, it's just tasteless. It's pretty classless. I mean, gee, for people who support the union, I mean, wow, you know, just wow. And, you know, I feel like these guys, you know, I mean, it's like, if you're going to say stuff like that, you might as well just come out and just say that you're not in support of the unions, in my opinion. If you're going to be saying stuff like that, I mean, it's almost like these guys are like channeling Bob Iger, like a Yu-Gi-Oh card or something. Like, I summon Bob Iger in attack mode. I mean, really, you know? And, you know, I mean, the fact that they have these rules in place is just to show solidarity. Especially if you are with a union, you gotta follow the union, or you can like basically not become a member. I mean, it's just simple as that. You know, maybe you shouldn't be SAG-AFTRA members if you don't support, you know, their stance. You should just opt out now, you know. And maybe someone who wants to be a member can, you know, take your place. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. And, you know, I feel like Stephen Amell and Levy, you know, I think it's a part of, you know, this part of them that kind of forgets where they come from or where they came from. You know, they just don't, maybe it doesn't occur to them that because they got, you know, it's like you get so successful, then sometimes you kind of forget like what it took to get there. All the blood, sweat and tears, you know, the hard work, the hours you got to sacrifice and all that. I mean, that's what working actors actually go through. They don't live in Hollywood. They don't live in these mansions. They actually, some work 9-to-5 jobs or odd jobs just to make ends meet so they can do what they love to do, which is acting. And these strikers, they're fighting for increased minimum pay rates, increased streaming residuals, and improved working conditions and medical insurance. I mean, you got some, you know, people who, like the actress I mentioned in my last video, who was in NCIS for 11 seasons, okay? 11 seasons, and that's a very good run. But as of right now, she can't, you know, she's not eligible for health insurance. She can't go see a general practitioner for a sore throat. That's disgusting, man. And for them just to come out and say what they do, I mean, they need to understand that not every actor makes the same amount of money that they make. No one makes Arrow money. Okay, no one makes Shazam money. You know, it's just, yeah, these people actually have to work on some have to work on the regular to survive. Some probably live with their parents, you know, or family members or friends, or have to, you know, rent or whatever just to get by. I mean, it's not easy for some of these performers, but they do it because they feel that they love what they do. They see themselves doing more. And they can do more if they would, but sometimes, you know, like, sometimes they don't, you know, some opportunities come and go, and sometimes they don't make enough from it. And that's what they're fighting for right now. They're fighting for a better way of living by doing what they love to do. And, you know, I feel like if Levy and Amell were to really support the unions, and this is just my humble opinion, again, I am not a representative of SAG-AFTRA or anything like that. I'm not a member. You know, I feel like if they really did support the unions like they say they do, then maybe they should not only go out and strike with their fellow actors or actresses or the creators, but they should definitely sit down with one of them Or actually, I would say sit down with each of them and have a little conversation and tell them, ask them like questions like, what's your struggle like? Because I'm very sure that as actors themselves, they should know better what it takes to get to the top. Like, it's not it, it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes honing your craft. Okay, some actors, I've known some actors who, do theater. I've known some who actually had to, go into commercials and act, or sometimes act in like some other areas that, we wouldn't even think of them acting. And I feel like they don't, either they don't understand or they probably do, or they just forgotten. And that's why they make comments the way they do, because they make all this money. And it's like, I mean, it makes me kind of wonder, are they with the studio heads, or is it something else? You know what I mean? Like, are they just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just, there's so many theories that pop into my head about why they say what they say. And again, these are guys who portrayed superheroes who are supposed to be moralistic and understanding and, relatable. But they didn't sound relatable to me after hearing these comments. So, yeah, that's just my thought personally. So that's gonna, pretty much do it for this short episode of the Brian Geek Talk with Brian Ferd 16. I hope to do more of these videos, and I really am gonna start covering the strikes more, and just to especially as it relates to the superhero movie industry too, but also just the strikes in general, because this is something that needs to be talked about, and I feel that a lot of companies have a lot of industries actually are, starting to think about striking as well. I mean, UPS has recently did a strike, and I think they've reached a deal, I want to say. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit if the pro wrestling industry decides to union. I mean, some of the members of the pro wrestling community decide to unionize. I mean, it could very well happen. I mean, after all, they themselves are performers close to acting. I mean, shoot, the NFL has a union. I mean, some sports have unions. So, I mean, it'd be really interesting that we are kind of in a sea change right now. So, it'd be really interesting to see. So, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Like I said, if you like this video, hit the like button. If you want to subscribe to this channel, yeah, please hit the subscribe button. And you can follow me on social media at BrianFerd16. You can also follow the Daily Planet, which this video will be posted on at Daily Planet DC. And it's the same in Instagram, too. BrianFerd16, Daily Planet DC on Instagram. So thank you so much all for listening and viewing this video. I hope you all are having a great weekend and a great summer in general. This is Brian Ferd 16 signing out.